Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says,
confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hey, Nate.
Hey, how you feeling?
Better. But, you know, sometimes it's hard to breathe a little. I guess it's because of the heat.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come
praying that God will send the right people and the right help for her.
Yeah.
Because I think what it is, I'm too close to the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
A mother called me today. She said she's been growing up since yesterday.
What?
So I'm going to Mexico. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then when I told her that she was growing up, she said, me and Hilda always end up with the same thing.
So true.
And it's able.
That is so
the Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able, amen. He's able. God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able, yeah. Oh, I come to let you know, oh, that my God is able, yes, he is. Yes, my God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of the Lamb is able. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Able to set you free, set you free, set you free, set you free. My God is able. My God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able. Sing it to them, heaven. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. Set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, it's part of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Came to let you know. Whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able. Yes, my God is able. I come to let you know. You see, I tried it for myself, and I know that He's able to heal you now. Yes, my God is able. going through. But let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through, yeah. See, I've been homeless, yeah. Didn't know where I was gonna rest my head, but God is bigger.
Your neighbor, tell him he's able.
Able.
Come on, say he's able. What you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose, and is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord, call on his name, cause he's able, cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you, able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He is able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is, yes he is. Oh, I know, I come to let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise, somebody give him glory, give him worship. We worship you, Lord, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. Father, please renew my strength and hope in you. When dark moments invade my life eternally or externally and bring me low, help me to come to you in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. From this place where I'm at, yeah. I need an answer, and you know all the facts. I'm done all I can, tired of making mistakes over and over and over again. So I'm calling on you, and you always know what to do. So I'm praying to be. When I get up, I'll stand in victory. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Take away the hurt when I can't seem to make it work. I've done all that I can. Learn all your words, I'm ready to stand. So I'm hearing your voice in silence and in melody, yeah. So I'm flowing in your will. All that I am, I have to fulfill. Oh, move me, Lord. Yeah, take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me. Yeah, move me, Lord. Yeah, take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me. Yeah, move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah.
Amen. Praise God. It is now time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, praise God, praise God. There we go. Devotional. Which is entitled, Showing God.
The scripture reading for this message is coming from Romans chapter 8, verse 24. And it says, hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he already sees? Amen. Do you have a preconceived idea about how God is going to meet your needs? Throughout the years, I have encountered a number of people who have explained how they believe the Lord should answer their petitions. This is always a path to disaster, because God's ways are higher than ours, and he rarely acts in a manner we can predict. And when the Lord did not comply with their plans, they grew angry and disheartened with him. But understand that God's purpose in allowing you to face a challenge or need is first for you to learn to rely on him. Second, it is for others to see the Lord's power and presence in your life, so they will be drawn to him. If he responds to you in a manner you can figure out, or any person can replicate, where is the glory for him? No, he must show himself to be Almighty God, beyond what anyone can accomplish in human strength or wisdom. Therefore, today, stand before the Lord and declare, I trust you completely to meet my needs in your timing and according to your methods. Have faith in him, even when you cannot figure him out, and allow him to be glorified through you. Amen. Praise be to God. Jesus, show yourself to be God in my situation. I have faith in you. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And it's as simple as that. You don't need a page and a half of prayer for God to answer your prayers. Amen? To God be the glory. At this time, I am going to play another selection. And again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. And I pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music on this Friday evening. Praise the Lord. Lord, you are holy.
Lord, you're holy. Lord,
God, open my eyes, God, to see the needs of people around me. Help me to be a loving friend. Faithful provider, please help me to be mindful and grateful as I faithfully manage and share all your giving you have given me. Father, thank you for giving us a chance
to be part of the good news that has its sources in you. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Right now, we are going to lift up the Lord. Amen. Lift him up. Praise God.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's sing it like this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
He's in control,
and He knows
yes,
everything.
I have the victory,
for He is my King.
In Him I live, move, and have my being. Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what. The problem may be,
He's in control
and He knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say like the best of people. Come on, lift them up again.
Oh,
rejoice.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory, for
He is my King.
In him I live,
move, and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
the problem may be,
come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and He knows everything.
I have the victory,
for He is my King.
In him I live,
move, and have my being.
If you believe that, sing this with us. Let the people. Come on, lift him up.
Oh, lift him up, rejoice.
And shout unto him.
And shout unto
him. The one you call.
We know we will rule in the end.
Say it again. Let the people
lift
Hallelujah. God bless you.
Heavenly Father, as I face job pressures, it's easy to forget that I'm working for you. Redirect my heart and mind so I put you first in all I do. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. as we are coming to a closing of our Sweet Hour of Prayer, I will play another selection, and then we are going to go into our message for this evening. Praise be to God.
So the Word became human and lived here on earth among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. You might be in despair, but the Word says anything you ask in Jesus' name will be given unto you. Thank you.
Motherfucker!
Jesus, please help me live boldly for you until you come again. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. Now I will play a selection, and after the selection, I will come back with what thus says the Lord. Amen. Jesus sustains me. God is sustaining me. Amen.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all, let's assemble. We're gonna have church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning, and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh, God is sustaining me. Don't you know God?
He awakens me. His unmerited favor, and no, I didn't deserve the gift of His grace. Jesus paid the price, covered me in His blood. His love, only His love, restores my soul forever. When I'm in trouble, when I'm sick,
Jesus,
you see, He touched my body,
sustaining me,
and I can feel all over me. Yeah.
And no matter,
no matter what the time, His blood. Somebody gotta cry out, Jesus,
sustaining me.
Sometimes you gotta call Him,
Jesus,
you gotta call on Him,
sustaining me.
My Lord.
Sustains me
late in the midnight hour,
sustaining me
when I can't sleep at night,
sustains me
trouble,
God is sustaining
trouble on the mind.
Jesus sustains me.
Sometimes you friend,
Jesus. Now, if you have your Bibles,
I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 4, verses 25 through 27, and then we're going to drop down to verses 44 through 49. Amen. That's Luke chapter 24, verses 25 through 27, and then drop down to verses 44 through 49. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Amen. Praise be to God. Then Jesus said to them, "You foolish people, you find it so hard to believe all that the prophets wrote in the scripture. Wasn't it clearly predicted that the Messiah would have to suffer all these things before entering his glory?" Then Jesus took them through the writings of Moses and all the prophets, explaining from all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Amen. So these scriptures, 25 through 27, is after the two followers had explained their sadness and confusion. Jesus responded by going to the scripture and applying it to his ministry. When we are puzzled by questions or problems, we too can go to the scripture and find authoritative help. If we, like these two, do not understand what the Bible means, we can turn to other believers who know the Bible and have the wisdom to apply it to our situation. Amen. Praise be to God. Now let's go down to verses 44 through 49. Jesus appears to the disciples in Jerusalem. Then he said, "When I was with you before, I told you that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and in the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scripture. And he said, "Yes, it was written long ago that the Messiah would suffer and die, rise from the dead on the third day. It was also written that this message would be proclaiming in the authority of his name to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. There is forgiveness of sins for all who repent. You are witnesses of all these things. And now I will send the Holy Spirit, just as my Father promised, but stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power and heaven. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. So in these scriptures, the writings by Moses, the prophet, and in the Psalms refer to the entire Old Testament. In other words, the entire Old Testament points to the Messiah. For example, his role as prophet was foretold in Deuteronomy
18, verses 15 through 20. His suffering were prophesied in Psalms 22 and Isaiah 53. His resurrection was predicted in Psalm 16, 9 through 11, and Isaiah 53, 10 and 11. Jesus opened these people's minds to understand the scripture. The Holy Spirit still does this in our life today. When we study the Bible, have you ever wondered how to understand a difficult Bible passage? Besides reading the surrounding passages, asking other people, and consulting references, works, pray that the Holy Spirit will open your mind to understanding, giving you the needed insight to put God's word into action in your life. Luke wrote to the Greek-speaking world. He wanted them to know that Jesus Christ's message of God, of God's love and forgiveness, should go to all the world. We must never ignore the worldwide scope of Christ's good news. God wants all the world to hear the good news of salvation. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Praise God. Father in heaven, thank you for your great generosity to us. Thank you for giving yourself to us in Jesus Christ. Thank you for abiding in us by your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your blessings to us through the church, that you for your message to us through the Bible. Thank you for giving us the opportunity of sharing the good news of your love to a needy world. Accept our tithes and offerings and bless them to the end that many people around the world will come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. In his name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, Father God, move self out of the way and allow the Holy Spirit to bring forth what thus says the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Records of Jesus' death and related events take up from one-fourth to one-third of the space in the gospel. This shows how important his death seemed to the writers. Paul gave space to the death of Christ. What place did Jesus' own death hold in his mind? Amen? My text for this message is coming from Mark chapter 10, verse 45, where it says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life for a ransom for many." Praise be to God. And my title for this message is, What Jesus Preached About His Death. So we're going to take a look at what Jesus preached about his death. Amen. Praise God. In his early ministry, Jesus did not emphasize his death as much as later. This was necessarily so. An early emphasis would have confused the disciples. They must first come to know and experience his divine character. There is clear evidence that from the beginning of his ministry, Jesus knew he was born to die. In Matthew 3:13-17, his baptism. Okay, so let's take a look at that. Turn with me to Matthew 3:11. Just bear with me a second. I just got out of the hospital 2 days ago, so I'm a little nervous and a little jittery, so just bear with me as I go to Matthew 3:13-17. Amen. And it says, the baptism of Jesus. Then Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John tried to talk him out of it. I am the one who needs to be baptized by you, he said. So why are you coming to me? But Jesus said, it should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires. So John agreed to baptize him. After his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and setting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy. Praise be to God. Amen. So baptism is a picture of death and resurrection. Jesus was dedicating himself to a ministry that will culminate in death and resurrection. The voice of the Father saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased, Matthew 3:17, combined Psalms 2:7 and Isaiah 42:1 to designate Jesus as the beloved Son of God and the servant of Jehovah. He is now fulfilling all righteousness, Matthew 3:15, by publicly declaring his purpose to die and rise again. The temperature in the wilderness in Matthew 4:1-11 and Luke 4:1-13. Amen. Seems you can read those scriptures when you have the time. Amen. It's a lot of
scriptures to read, so it takes up a lot of time. So you can read it on your own. And again, those scriptures, the temptation in the wilderness is Matthew 4:1-11, Luke 4:1-13. Seem to be clearly based on the assumption that Jesus has committed himself to the way of death in submitting to God's will. Satan proposed the way of military power, of miracle working, and of compromise. Amen. In his early Judean ministry, Jesus predicted his death and resurrection. But no one understood his sign at that time. You can read that in John chapter 2. Verses 17-22. In his famous interview with Nicodemus, Jesus says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In John 3:14-15, probably neither Nicodemus nor the disciples understood, but Jesus said, but Jesus knew that he would be lifted up on the cross and that it would be the effectual for the salvation of those who believe. In the synagogue at Nazareth, Jesus identified himself as the servant of Jehovah, proclaimed by the prophet Isaiah. We read Isaiah 61:1-2 and said, he read Isaiah 61:1-2 and said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears, Luke 4:21. A person upon the authority of Jesus himself is justified in applying to Jesus all of the servants of Jehovah passage, including Isaiah 53:13-12, which reveals much about Jesus' concept of his death by crucifixion. Two other early incidental references are found in Mark 2:18-20 and in Matthew 12:39-40. In which Jesus implied that he had come to die. Jesus introduced a new emphasis at the Great Confession. At Caesarea Philippi, Simon Peter, undoubtedly speaking for all of the disciples, affirmed, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, Matthew 16:16. Now that the disciples knew by revelation that Jesus was the Messiah, although the subsequent record shows that they were far from understanding the nature of his messiahship, Jesus seemed almost eager to explain to them
about his coming death. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Matthew 16 and 21. When we read in succession Mark 8, 31, 9, 31 through 32, and 10, 32 through 45, we are impressed with Jesus' eagerness to instruct them. Very significant is Jesus' explanation. And Mark 10 and 45 says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give life a ransom for many." The ransom was the price paid to free a slave. Jesus paid the price to free us from the penalty of sin. He did for us what we could not do for ourselves. Amen. Praise be to God. The disciples did not understand the nature of Christ's death until after the resurrection. The record of his prediction stands. However, that we need not misunderstand. Now, during his later Judean ministry, Jesus spoke the parable of the Good Shepherd in John 10, 1 through 21. In this allegory, Jesus affirmed that he is the Good Shepherd. He knew his sheep and loves them. He voluntarily will give his life for the sheep. It is the Father's will that he do this. Death and resurrection are always united in Jesus' thought. His sheep from different folds, both Jews and Gentiles, will become one flock with one shepherd. Amen. To God be the glory. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Praise be to God. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. Amen. This command I receive from my Father. John 10, 16 through 18 in the NIV. The memorial supper seen in Matthew 26, 26 through 29, Mark 14, 22 to 25, Luke 22, 17 to 20, and 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. On the night before his crucifixion, Jesus observed the Passover with his disciples in the upper room. The Paschal meal commemorated the passing over of the children of Israel by the death angel. Jesus instituted a new Passover for perpetual observance of the passing over of our sins by the Lamb without blemish slain from the foundation of the world. The bread and the wine represent the body and blood of the Messiah, which were given for us sinners. Jesus stated, "This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Matthew 26:28. Affirm that his self-giving was essential to the forgiveness of sins he does for us what we could not do for ourselves. Gethsemane. In Matthew 26:36-46, Mark 14:32-42, Luke 22:39-46, Jesus prayed earnestly, "Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." Luke 21:42. The cup was more than human death. The cup was filled with the penalty of the sins of all of us. Jesus' real prayer was not that the cup be taken away, but that the Father's will should be done. The author of Hebrews was correct when he wrote, "During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission." Hebrews 5:7 in the NIV. On Calvary's cross, Jesus applied in Psalms 22 to himself, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Matthew 27:46. The why is not so much for what the reason as to what purpose. Psalms 22 answers the question. The opening verse describes the crucifixion in verse 21. The one crucified replies in Psalms 22:27, "But thou hast heard me." And the remaining verses indicate that through him all the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. Praise be to God. In his post-resurrection period, Jesus taught about his death. It is impossible to overemphasize the importance of Jesus' instructions to his disciples following his resurrection. In accord with his own prediction, Jesus died and arose. The disciples could not understand how the Messiah could die. For example, witness the despair of Cleopas and his friend after Jesus' death. Hope had died. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Luke 24:21. Hope was dead. They did not know their scripture. Jesus opened to them the teaching of the scripture about the Messiah. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? The beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Luke 24:26-27. Later, to all of the disciples, out. Go on, sit over there. Thank you. To all of the disciples, Jesus taught what God had been telling them through their Hebrew scripture. These are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Luke 24:44-49. His death was in the accordance with the Old Testament. Through death, he has now come to glory. All authority is now his. Matthew 28:19. The gospel of repentance and remission of sin in his name is to be preached to all the nations in the power of the Holy Spirit. And as I get ready to close this message, praise God. Jesus appeared in a miraculous manner, assuring the disciples of his peace and promising spiritual peace with every blessing. Many troublesome thoughts which disquiet our minds rise from mistaken concerning Christ. All the troublesome thoughts which rise in our hearts at any time are known to the Lord Jesus and are displeasing to him. He spoke with them about their unreasonable unbelief. Nothing had happened but what was foretold by the prophets and was necessary for the salvation of sinners. And now all men should be taught the nature and necessity of repentance in order to the forgiveness of their sins. And these blessings were to be sought for by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Christ, by his Spirit, works on the minds of men. Even good men need to have their understandings open, but that we may have right thoughts of Christ.
Out.
The one thing we need is to be made to understand Scripture. Amen? And my conclusion is, praise be to God. Jesus went voluntarily to the cross. He taught that his death was necessary for the forgiveness of sin. It was not simple that Jesus died, simply that Jesus died, but that it was Jesus who died. His deity and sinlessness are essential to his atonement. Every prophecy about salvation spoken by God in time past was fulfilled in Jesus. He is the interpreter of the scripture about his death. In the cross are magnified and demonstrated God's hatred of sin and his love of the sinner. All was in accord with God's will. Because God so loved the world, Jesus died on the cross. His death did not cause God to love the world. Amen. I pray that this message was a blessing unto you as it is to me. To God be the glory. And if you have not as yet accepted Christ as your personal Savior, and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do is to ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen? Praise be to God. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And I will come with another word from the Lord. And our psalmist will be here with our poetry. And we will have our talk in the sanctuary with our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose. Again, those who know how to pray, pray for me, and I will pray for you. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Please, please, please stay safe and enjoy yourself. We love you. We thank you for all that you have contributed to this ministry program. So may Jesus wrap his loving arms around you. Hugs and kisses to each and every one of you. To God be the glory. Love you. Have a wonderful night and good night and shalom. We love you. Thank you. And at this time, we are going to leave out on All Belongs to You by the Wiki Tone. God bless you. Good night, everyone.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.